Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 29th day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia! Good
morning!
And a good morning, happy holidays to all you first responders and teachers out in Palmetto.
Out in Palmetto.
Palmetto.
You know, and
is it Palmetto or Palmetto?
Palmetto.
Okay.
And it's that area where, you know, things, the rough weather came through early this morning, around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Yeah, that line came through that area, parts of South Fulton and Coweta County. And part of that, we hope everyone is all right down there.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, all of this. But they say probably about an hour from now, and it's clear here.
It's cloudy here.
As can be here, yeah. But obviously.
Here in Midtown, in our palatial Kia Studios, here in 9 floors up in Midtown.
It was popping this morning. There was no way where I was parking on the street.
That was a light show going on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. All right, this is exciting because it's been a minute since we had him on. Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
You want to bring this guy in here?
What you mean? Yeah,
always.
It's been a minute since we've had him.
My goodness, we promised you all morning long we were going to have a special guest in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're so glad he's got some time and that he's here in town.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Because this man is all over the place.
Got sparks coming off his heels.
But he is here, and former Atlanta Falcon. And just as someone who is at great interest in this game because he's played for both teams involved tonight, but he's involved in so many things, and we're so proud of him. But he spent some time with us. Chris Draft, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back,
good
man.
Good morning.
And still in shape, in like football shape, right?
Oh, yeah, man, he's ready to go.
I have to stay in shape. Otherwise, my body starts talking to me.
Oh,
so my body starts saying, you remember 2002? And instead of me talking about this instead of me like reminiscing and saying, remember the Falcons, my body will actually be saying, hey, you remember the Georgia Dome?
Yeah.
Do you remember that turf? So I got to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same. I took a page from you, too, because, in fact, both of us have a little bit.
I know Sam has been doing cycling forever.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is in shape. He's up early getting it done. But I know for you, you've been doing more. I mean, I was excited to come here this morning because I had watched Red One.
Oh, yeah, now.
And I know my guy was in that movie. And I was like, oh, watch out now. You know, you hanging with The Rock and everything. And I was like, hold up, am I going to be okay coming in the studio
today? You need to stop. Anyway, listen, man, as always, we are always interested in, you are like James Bond in a way. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because while we know you, we don't get to see you enough. And like James Bond, we're always following your movements. You know what I mean? It's like, well, Mr. Bond, we're following your movements, and we understand that you are setting the world on fire in some regards. But you do. You have a number of things that we wait for you to come on and talk about and where your world is. That's why you got to keep in shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to, man. Be able to travel around and really, I love this game. I think I've told you that. I mean, every time I'm in here, I'd say I love this game. And there's different parts of it. So somebody, if I say I love this game, somebody's over there like, yeah, that's right, Draft's a linebacker. He like just hitting people. And yes, I did. Now you hit somebody, things might fall off. I love this game. Well, I love the X's and O's. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that part of the game. Yes, I love that part. Oh, I love this game. I love the team building, the camaraderie. I mean, I love the fact that you take a bunch of men and you put them together, and now we got all these young ladies that are playing this game and recognize that a team doesn't just happen, that you just put people in a room together, you put them on a field together. It doesn't just happen. They have to commit to being there together and commit to something that is greater than any one individual can do by themselves. I love this game.
Yeah, so, listen to him.
No, I know. This is great. And he brought on my first question, because when we do talk to you, one of the things that we get your opinion on, your thoughts on, is the evolution since you played.
Yep.
Now, here's something that I was thinking of as you were talking.
Give
when you
me.
Played, the running back position was still relevant. It was still a big part of the game. Since you retired, it kind of went away. It wasn't as important. You got running quarterbacks coming in. And now it seems to be back, from the Derrick Henrys to other running backs in this league.
To our guy here in town.
And that's right. So
Bijan.
Yeah. The evolution of your sport. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'll say it's important for us to ask the question of, is it really just the running back position that has changed and evolved, or is it that you have the wide receivers doing more? So do we see I want you to look at a lot of these wide receivers, and do a lot of these wide receivers actually look more like running backs? When they're moving around and they're doing what they're doing, how many more, Reddy Moss might run a wide receiver screen. You'd have certain guys who would run wide receiver screens, but how many people run those all over the place now?
Yep.
Right? How much do you see that? And so when we see those guys get more involved with that short passing game, and then they're basically running backs, the question is not just have the running backs lost some of their value, is that have you created more running backs on the field, right? And so that's what I've seen, go on. And then now with a Saquon and with a Derrick Henry, oh my goodness,
and
some of these other guys.
So you're a linebacker. How'd you like to see him coming at you?
I don't think anybody likes seeing that guy coming at him. I mean, let's just keep it real. You're going to try to hit him. You want to be able to slice through and hit him in the mouth early and often, and want to get that great hit on him. And then you hope that you have a whole bunch of friends, right? And I'll say this: not just hope that you have a whole bunch of friends, but actually at the same time say that this is our game plan. Our game plan says you big old whatever.
Right.
You want to stay up. You want to keep running.
Yeah,
go on, try to do that,
folks.
We're gonna try to get 11 people on you every daggone snap and keep hitting you.
Hey, folks, this is Chris Draft. We got in the studio with us this morning. Let's talk about this game tonight. Let's talk about this team. And the fact that this team is trying to regroup here at the end, great things at the beginning, boy, hit some things in the middle, we changed the quarterback, and now you got to go to Washington tonight.
Yep.
Tell us about where this team is and your observation.
It says the backs are against the wall. Backs against the wall, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited that the NFL, let me give you, you talked about history. I am so excited that the NFL made the adjustments where now they can flex games so the game that people want to see can be the spotlight game.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to go back that far. This game would have just been played at 1 o'clock. Would have been played up in Northwest Stadium and potentially a lot of people wouldn't have a chance to see it. Versus now in the NFL, they say, you know what? When it gets down at the end of the season, we want to be able to switch some stuff up. Like, we want the Rams to be able to play on Saturday night so everybody can see them play against Arizona. Now, granted, it was on the NFL Network, so not everybody got a chance to see it. But tonight's game,
right?
Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, recently engaged.
Yeah.
Going down in the nation's capital. Man, I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm excited. Now, hopefully... What do we want? We need to make sure we show up. We got to show up and make and realize that Washington they got a lot to play for too, right? They are here every day. They are trying to prove that they are back, right? So the Falcons are trying to prove that we are here,
yeah,
right? So with both teams, they have a lot to prove, and so this is going to be a great game that's going to come right down to the end like so many NFL games, and really it's going to come down to, are we going to make the plays that it takes to win the game or not?
What excites you most about this Falcons defense? Because everybody does want to change a quarterback and Bijan and Drake and all those folks, but also about this defensive unit. We're finally getting some sacks. We're getting some takeaways. Thoughts about how this defense has evolved.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been watching them all year, and they've been making plays. I mean, even when you talk about that stretch, we're disappointed in terms of Kirk Cousins of how he played, and we're disappointed of the interceptions and things that turnovers. But if you go to that San Diego Chargers game, I think they only had 180 yards, total yards, right? If Kirk Cousins doesn't play so bad and throw four interceptions, we would be celebrating the defense for how well they played. And so they've had, if you're watching, because, in my eyes just naturally go over there. I don't just watch Bijan and Tyler Algier the whole time. I don't just watch, the quarterbacks and Drake. I don't just do that. I got to watch my dogs.
Yeah.
And so my dogs have consistently gotten better throughout this season. And I'll tell you, that number 55.
Yeah,
my guy out there making plays. If people aren't really watching, that dude is moving around.
Yeah,
making plays all over the place.
Chris Drabb joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mm-hmm. When you come in here, it's like you are a walking five-hour energy drink. You are a live wire that comes in here, and you perk us all up. No, this
I'm
is
LB,
great.
Brother.
Yeah, well,
that's what I'm supposed to do.
What he's supposed to do, man. He does that. He does that.
Man,
and it doesn't matter where he played, what uniform he's in. He comes out on game day. He comes out there just like that.
Well, I didn't just meet him. I know that.
No.
I know that, too. But I got a question.
Give me the question.
I want to get his thoughts on some of these things surrounding this team. I don't know if you went through a situation like what the Falcons and the quarterback position has gone through this season with changing the quarterbacks, getting a young kid in there, rookie albeit. What's going on in Washington? You got a rookie. Now we have a rookie here in Atlanta. How important is it for the teammates? You talked about your friends showing up around you. Yeah. Not just his skill position players on the offensive side, the entire team to rally around Michael Penix going into this game and showing support in a way that he needs to know that the confidence will help boost his confidence. But just everybody kind of giving him a figurative hug, if
definitely,
you will.
Definitely rallying around him. But I think the biggest key is recognizing that it takes the team to win the game. It's a team game. I think, you know, with Kirk Cousins, that was the key is that he's trying to make these big plays. He's trying to make the play rather than just allowing the game to play out. I mean, how many games could they have won if he just throws an incompletion instead of trying to make that big throw? I mean, we see that so often. You know, what is the biggest knock on Jameis Winston? Why the Browns had to sit him down was the biggest knock on him is there's always a point where he thinks he has to win the game. Once he does that, he about to throw 15 interceptions. Yeah. You know the ball's coming at you because as soon as he gets to that line. So I think the biggest thing right now is for Michael to just buy in that they've built this team. They built a team. They built a team of playmakers. And if we play together as a team, you can beat anybody in the league.
I just wonder what those defensive meetings are like when you run up against that quarterback who you know has that tendency, whether it's a Kirk Cousins or whoever it was back when you played. Oh, y'all got to have your ears back and just go, he's got these tendencies. Look for this, look for that, and we're going to have a big day.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Brett Favre was one of those guys. It's amazing as Brett Favre is. You had to know this, that be ready. He might just dot you with the ball. Mm-hmm. Like, he might just hit you right in your chest. So you can't. Like, think that the ball won't just come right at you. You have to be ready for that. Otherwise, it'll hit you in the chest, back, boom, and then it'll fall down because you're like, there's no way that he just threw the ball right at me. That's how it happened.
Don't go anywhere. We're not done here. We got to take a little break here. It's Chris Drabb joining
good
Sam
stuff,
and Greg.
Y'all.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If I could sing, we would have a group up here. Y'all are singing and you're staying on key, and I'm just screwing this whole thing up. Chris Drabb is here, and we don't know how long we're to keep him. We're going to have him stay as long as he would like to. Joining Sam and I, it's been a long time.
We're about to order some breakfast biscuits or something around here.
We don't eat bread. You eat bread? You a bread dude?
I will. I will. But, you know, unfortunately, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday.
That's true. Closed. Well, where are you going
to
get them from?
I had to get some croissants.
Anyway, we want to thank Chris for joining us here. And so many areas to go. The conversations that we have during the break, you want to just kind of continue them. Sam, you had brought something up. You wanted to talk.
About what?
Well, I mean, you were wanting to bring up with our guest. And I don't want to step on it, so I'm going to give you the floor right now. And
which one? There were a number of them. Okay. Well, let's let him talk about why tonight's game is so special. This game is so special for you. Awesome. A number of ways. It's something we know you're involved with. And you got players on both sides in this game tonight for the Falcons and the Commanders that you're going to be watching with a sense of pride.
Yeah. So, I was telling you guys, man, why do I love this game? And I didn't get to that next one. That next one is just how amazing our guys are and how they're just men. Mm-hmm. Right? And as men, that means that we're connected. We're connected to people. We're connected to things. And so, you know, you guys know this couple of days ago, December 27th, 2011, was the day that my wife passed away. Mm-hmm. So a couple of days ago was the 13th anniversary of her passing.
And, 13 years, man.
Which is crazy to even say that. To pass from lung cancer again, 13 years ago. But other people have been touched too, and that's one of the things that's always, you know, this is not just my story as I share it. It's about connecting with other people and lifting their stories. And so why do I say that with this game tonight is that Tyler Allgeier, who lost his grandfather to lung cancer, and that's why his first 2 years in the league that he made lung cancer his cause. The first year he highlighted the Lung Cancer Foundation of America, and last year he highlighted the White Ribbon Project.
All right.
You know, and he actually recruited with Microsoft a young lady from Pace Academy to help design his shoes. And so, again, last year he repped the White Ribbon Project. And then this year, you know, so last year Tyler did it. And so Tyler's our running back with the Falcons. But he's actually, you know, by playing against the Commanders, playing against a guy named De'Ami Brown. And De'Ami Brown was a teammate of a young man, Tyler Kraft, who unfortunately passed in October from lung cancer, was a wide receiver for the Carolina UNC football team. And so De'Ami, being one of his teammates, made sure his My Cause, My Cleats were the White Ribbon Project and Ty Lee. And so one of the last, you know, kind of conversations that Ty Lee and I had going back and forth before he passed in October was that his brother, his teammate, his friend was going to do something special for My Cause, My Cleats, and that's what he did. So he has these amazing shoes that he, you know, that he ended up wearing. It said the White Ribbon Project on it, and it had a picture of Ty Lee. If you don't really look at it, you don't get it. And it's like, ooh, he got a picture of Ty Lee on his shoes. So it adds to till tonight. Tonight is, it's an amazing night. This is a huge game. But as I'm watching this game, my eyes are going to they're going to go and focus on Tyler Allgeier, who I am always biased towards because he is an amazing young man from California, from Southern California, and De'Ami Brown, who is an amazing young man from this place for the Washington Commanders.
Chris Jaff joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV like Chris will be watching the game tonight, we will have it for you here. Pre-kick at 6 o'clock, kick at 8:20, a very long pregame show, but much needed. I got a quick question.
Give
for
it
you.
To me.
What moves you now, given everything that you do?
What moves me?
Yeah.
Moves is the same as before. I mean, I love this game. I loved the game before I started playing it by our ability to connect with people. So when somebody says, well, it's the number one sport in America, I'm like, yes. So if it's the number one sport in America, that means it connects more people, right? Which means that we can connect with people. And right. So I've always wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And the bridge that is the NFL makes it where that we can touch them in a bunch of different things, right? So many people will say, oh, you're a lung cancer advocate. I'm like, well, I'm a people advocate. Yeah, but I'm a people advocate. Yeah. So
Wounded Warriors doing stuff with, you still go to visit Walter Reed and places like that?
Still, our VAs, Walter Reed, again, one of our DOD sites, had the opportunity to do a USO trip, Armed Forces trips, so a lot of different things. The Falcons are amazing supporters of the military, so through their efforts, they've included more of our Legends guys, so we have a chance to be able to join in with them as a part of that advocacy, too. So, yeah, so many different things. But that's what gets me up. I get excited about it.
Fantastic. I got to ask you about, you mentioned quarterbacks and you mentioned University of North Carolina, so that's where I'm going to go next. Some coaching changes. Seeing at North Carolina going to bring Bill Belichick in. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then your former teammate, number 7,
is going to
be a head coach. I want to get your thoughts on both of those guys and how you think things going to go.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill Belichick at UNC.
Right.
Oh my goodness. So I'll tell you, they are going to be blessed by a guy that understands how the game is, right? They have, I'll say they've had a lot of distractions with everything with Ty Lee and just other, things that have gone on around there. But Bill's definitely going to ground them and make sure that the fundamentals that they need to do, they're going to do, right? Because they got to get back to playing football the right way. We saw them play, granted they had a lot of young guys playing against UConn and Jim Moore, and they got smashed up in Fenway. And so, UNC has always had a lot of talent, but really the knock on them has always been about discipline. Are you a disciplined football team that when the games really matter, can you finish? And so I think that's the biggest thing that Bill can really bring to that program. Hopefully he's able to do that because, again, I'm excited for them to do
well. A young kid is going to receive the message from him?
They need to. I mean, the message will be very simple. Do your job. And if they can't handle that message, they need to get on up, get in the transfer portal and go on and get it, because that's what the message is. Everyone has a job. We do our job at a high level. We'll win. If we don't, we'll lose.
Before you get to Michael Vick, I think we're bearing the lead here, Sam. What were your thoughts when you heard he took the job? And what were your thoughts that, like, why isn't this an NFL story? Why aren't we hearing about the team he's joining in the NFL as opposed to North Carolina? What was going through your mind then?
There's always these behind the scenes in terms of what is it, why are you picking that particular job? But, you know, it was the job for him. It was the job. How many NFL teams really looking at him? Like, you can definitely see a lot of them are going younger. Most of them are going towards offensive guys. And so that makes a guy like Bill Belichick, regardless of what his pedigree is, he's always going to be, you know, potentially not your number one guy right now because, again, they're younger guys, offensive guys that are really focused on. The other part that says, hey, I saw a picture of him as a young man at UNC. I mean, how special is that to be able to go home, be able to set up shop there in college and really try to see what you can do in college.
I think it's really interesting, and I'm going to say this out loud because you and I haven't really talked about it, but when Chris was saying this, I fully believe that Bill Belichick fell into a category that a lot of minority coaches fell into and have throughout the years, perception.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange to see it happen to the dude with 7 rings. But he wasn't given a job because of perception of what he was going to do. And we could go back and forth of what people thought they were going to get from a Bill Belichick coach team. But that was what happened to a lot of minority coaches over the years.
Well, I'll tell you what I thought happened to him. Yeah, I thought they were protecting Coach Shula's record, and he wasn't going to get it.
Again, there's always somebody out there trying to protect things or do things, but
you don't like change.
The reality is we're talking about personalities, and the personality has to fit. I mean, Bill's a guy that's going to do things his way, and for a lot of owners and a lot of situations, that's not what they want. I mean, so let's be real. To be a great player or a great coach and do things special, that means you got to have a little something to you. And when you have that little something to you, that doesn't mean that, you can work with everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to work with everyone? So it's not just that the guys really come after Bill, but would he had wanted to go to certain situations, because not every situation is the one you want to be in.
There you go. He comes in here, he preaches for an hour. We love it. It's Chris Giraffe joining Sam and Greg. Listen, let's take some time and talk about number 7 now. And his hiring.
Some folks, they're probably saying, who are you talking about, number 7?
Your guy.
My guy. Michael Vick. You say I said Michael Vick. I didn't say Mike Vick because, back in the day, that was a big deal. Just like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not Pat. He's Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom over there like, how's Patrick doing? So Michael Vick. This trend that is happening of trying to get these guys, get some of our NFL guys to the HBCUs. I mean, really, you see that with a guy like Doug Williams going back to Grambling, where he had played, and that unfortunately didn't work out the best. I mean, the Grambling wasn't completely on board when he got back there, so he kind of turned things up and very much like Deion, and say, if we want this program to be better, then we have to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't always go over well. But the reality is, if you want your program to grow, you're going to have to be willing to level up. And so I hope that not just that Mike has got this job or Michael has got this job at Norfolk State, but are they ready to really level up? Are they ready to support him, mm-hmm. And not just try to live off his name, right? Not just try to say, hey, we got Mike Vick. Well, if you do have Mike Vick, well, are you going to upgrade all your facilities? Are you going to make sure that this is a place that it's not Mike Vick's name that gets somebody to, but rather Mike Vick and this school and this program and the support that they have?
Yeah.
So not just him. So, I mean, that's where you saw at Deion. Then that whole place got renovated. It got changed because Prime understood it's not just like you ain't going to just get people because Prime is here without there being a prime, kind of standard around here.
Yep.
And that prime standard can't be just from the head coach. It can't just be from his kids and the way they walk around this facility. It has to be a facility that matches.
Yeah.
right? So my big thing is, are we going to see a facility that is a Mike Vick facility? Are we going to see that the same with DeSean Jackson? Are we going to see those upgrades?
Yeah.
Right? We see in Tennessee right now, Tennessee State is struggling. We thought, you know, with Eddie George, as a school, they're struggling, right? And so what is the commitment, not just to the football program, what's the commitment to that school to make sure that these young people, when they come, because they're going to be excited, man, I get to hang out with the most electric, you know, NFL player. We'll say one of them. You know, yeah. Barry Sanders, man, that dude right there. But one of the most electric players.
But how important is it for it to be a good match? Because I think with Tennessee State and Eddie George, because he played in Nashville, one thing he's been able to do is raise some funds. Because of that community. The people know him, support him. He got them a game with Notre Dame on national TV. Yep. He's bringing what they need, the funds. And I think that, you know, DeSean should be able to do that. He should be able to go into Philadelphia, and some companies in there are going to stroke him some checks to get that Delaware State facility up to what it needs to be. Same thing with Michael Vick, having been from that community. He's going to plug back into that community. Some dollars are going to show up. I think those are good matches. It's more than just getting the former NFL player and making him the coach. It's what that play is. A good match for that team and for that area.
Absolutely. And that's where I'm saying is that they could raise money, but there still has to be a commitment of the school to be able to get that done. I'm saying Tennessee State right now is struggling academically in terms of where they are in their accreditation almost. So there needs to not just be a commitment if we can go and raise some money, but there's a commitment that this school is going to be a place for these young men. Right, that are coming to this school can be proud of not just being there on the ball team, but across the board, that everything is in alignment. So is Norfolk committed to this program, committed to this school? So now when Mike is out there, did you really use this and leverage his celebrity to completely game change this program?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let me just tell you guys right now, you can go to Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can see 929thegame.com/castingcall to see the links to not only voiceover work, but also how to get the certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor for any minors. And again, if you have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, you will find all that information there. I tell you that because we're going to just keep Chris here, and that's my casting
call.
We're
holding him hostage.
I'm just going to give that casting call information up, which we would have done the next segment, and we're going to keep Chris here. We're going to talk about tonight's game a little bit deeper, about the two organizations, too, a little bit more with that. Chris Draft joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg joined by Chris Draft. Love it when he comes in here. I mean, the dude is like a down power line. He gets us all up and running. And again, just getting a set for tonight's Falcons Washington game, talking to him about college football.
We can go in a direction with him.
Okay. Right. But before we get back to football, let us take a second and let Chris drive everybody to the websites of the causes that you support. We've talked a little bit about it, but want to make sure folks can go and see this firsthand.
So definitely look at the White Ribbon Project. But I want people also to take notice to the National Lung Cancer Roundtable, which I want to give a shout out as we're here to my man Xavier Smith, who is a young wide receiver for the LA Rams, who actually repped the National Lung Cancer Roundtable on his shoes this past year, and I was so grateful. We're so grateful for him doing that. Because they asked, they said, who should they support? And I said, well, there are some people that are local. There are some national groups. They said, but when you look at the National Lung Cancer Roundtable, that's everyone. And it's this reminder as you're wearing these shoes that it takes everyone to be able to get this done. And I think that's one of the hardest parts as I'm doing this work consistently is reminding everyone that just like in football, that team doesn't just happen. This is something where we have to be intentional about it. We have to be intentional about working together. And there are certain groups to get that done. So, yes, the White Ribbon Project has, with the visual of the ribbon that started with Heidi Onda getting mad because basically the local cancer center CU wasn't playing their position, wasn't doing their job as my guy Bill Belichick would say, and called it out and said, no, you need to do your job. And if you're not going to do it, I'm going to ask her. You know, she asked her husband to make her a ribbon that said, if this matters, if this cause matters, that's why you see me so supportive of the White Ribbon Project, because we have to be unapologetic about our causes,
right? And not wait for somebody else to do it, be unapologetic about it, and go and meet our people where they are, right? Let them know that they are loved. Let them know, hey, I see you. You matter. Let them know that they're not alone. And let them know that there is hope.
Yeah. So, again, the websites.
So they can go to the White Ribbon Project. You definitely look at Chris Draft, Family Foundation. You can look at Team Draft. You can look at those things. But know that those are setups to the work that's happening with the White Ribbon Project and the National Lung Cancer Roundtable.
Appreciate it. Again, Chris Draft joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And a reminder that we are just the opening act for a full day of sports. Yeah, the Falcons game got flexed, but in the meantime, we got Carolina at Tampa. Pre-kick at 12:30, kick at 1. And you're going, hang on a second. Hawks are playing today. Yeah, out of the country. They're up there in Toronto starting this road trip. We're going to have that game for you on V103. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. And then, of course, tonight, Falcons at Washington. 2.5 hour, well, nearly a 2.5 hour pregame. But we got 6 o'clock that starts and kick at 8:20. When you think about this Washington organization, not just the team, but the organization, from when you played to where it is right now and all the changes that took place between that, what are your thoughts?
Transformation.
Yeah.
It's not really just about my thoughts. All you have to do is just talk to anybody who has touched this organization, and they are so excited. If you just go online and you just kind of peck around a little bit, they're just like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So a lot of the things that over this last decade that happened weren't there yet when I was there in 2010. But, I mean, they just all started rolling out between the cheerleaders, between how they treated the female employees, between holding out tickets, between the team name, and just so much just junk that they needed a change. And, you know, Dan Snyder held on for a while. He didn't want to give it up, but he finally did. And, you know, with Josh Harrison, you have, you know, Magic Johnson and some other people that are now a part of that organization. And what you have is this proud, this extremely proud organization that now is getting a facelift, that is focused on doing, you know, putting a team out there that has a chance to win. And not just a chance, you know, a team that has a chance to win, but a team that the fan base can be proud of.
And listen, I'm going to tell you what, Sam. I didn't realize what kind of rabid fan base they had or had to remember it until they had this little bit of success this year. I had forgotten all about it, man. You put any other team, forget about the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants in that division. The history of this Washington organization, you can put it up against anybody else's.
You absolutely can. I mean, the Redskins, if I just say it that way, I mean, this is where D.C. came together. D.C. is this original chocolate city. This is a city that had all kinds of lines of segregation all throughout it. It's really a southern city for most of its time. And so those lines that disconnected people from the federal government, from the city government, all those disconnected lines, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, when you talked about the Redskins historically, or now the Commanders, that's where the city came together. That the heartbeat, that is the, you know, you talk about in Philadelphia, if you cut somebody, like you cut them to the white meat, that the blood is going to come out, it's going to be green, right? But if you're in Washington, it's going to be that bargaining goal, right?
Yeah.
That's what brings people together. And that's what it always has.
That's what we're going to see tonight. We're going to get a chance to see that tonight. They're going to be out full force tonight. But what a situation, once again, for Penix to make his second start. Talk about some things that help him out. We know the running game. I would think in quarterbacks, when you were with the Falcons, there was always a strong tight end presence on the Falcons team at that time. We got tight end at kind of iffy right now. I mean, would tonight be a good night for him to show up?
It would be a great night for him to show up. And I watched Kyle Pitts, and I was thinking about this morning when I woke up, and I was just thinking of how he is so athletic that he's one of those guys, you know, I was thinking even kind of in basketball terms, where you see this guy, and he's dunking, he's doing 360s, he's shooting the lights out, he's doing all these things, but then he gets in the game, and he gets lost.
I believe that's called Anthony Davis syndrome.
Yeah. he gets lost, and it's, do you understand the game?
Yeah.
And so as I've watched him, I think that he tries to make the game harder than it needs to be rather than just accepting the game. You are 6'5", extremely long, box the man out, give your, you know, put your hand out and just catch the ball, knowing that the defense wants to stop you. So decide that you are going to be a bad, you know, I was about to say something, that you are going to be a bad man.
Eric,
decide that and make sure you understand that somebody's job is to stop you, but you cannot be stopped, you that dude. So, yes, we need the tight end to show up, but the reality is those other wide receivers, Drake London's actually caught a lot of plays that are very similar to tight ends. The other guys have to keep moving. You know, we want to invite him. Come on, Kyle, show up. But if he doesn't want to show up, then somebody else got to step up and go make those plays.
And you're talking about his, you know, the skill set. But what Sam and I talked about is because we believe and we're speculating. But you got Dan Quinn there looking and licking his chops with a rookie quarterback coming into his house tonight. So he's going to bring the house going at this dude. So what do we need from our tight end position? Maybe more blocking than we do being out there in the field. And how is that going to look?
So definitely need some blocking. Definitely need the blocking off of it. But the reality is we need to run the ball. Run the ball well. So what you have for a young quarterback, if you run the ball well, it sets up play action pass. And that's one of the things we've talked about all year, is to be able to do that and do that better. So ideally run the ball well, be able to play action pass. And then with Penix, don't force the ball. Throw to the guys that are open. And to the guys, when they catch that ball, I want you to be nasty. I want you to be special. I want you to run with that ball like you can score every time. Don't just catch it and go down. I want you to understand, if we're going to go to the playoffs, if we want to do something special, that those jokers on the other side, they get in the way of it. And you're going to have to go through them. You're going to get me fired up now.
Yeah.
I'm finna rise up. I'm over here rising up right now.
Yeah, we're ready to go. He's ready to go.
Come on now.
Get it started. Get it started with this game tonight.
So I'm about to jump on the plane, man. I'm about to go down to ATL. I'm about to jump on the plane.
We ain't gonna get you out there. We obviously know the things that are happening. It has been great to see the fan base here in Atlanta get excited about the team and expect something, because I think that's the big thing about this team. And they're playing in prime time tonight. This team should be undefeated in primetime. We go back to that Kansas City game. This team has shown itself very well in primetime games, and that's why I think they're going to come through and have another great effort again tonight, because it's been a while since people have seen Atlanta in primetime games.
Well, you know, the key is just finishing, though. The key is finishing. I was at home watching a Kansas City Chiefs when they played against the Tennessee Titans. If you guys remember that game, Tennessee took the ball right down the field. There's almost no time left on the clock, and they set up to kick a field goal, you know, and right before they kicked the field goal, my folks are Chiefs fans. My mom grew up in Kansas City, and my dad is over there, man, they're going to lose this game. And he's pissed off. And I said, you know what, Dad? I wouldn't be surprised if the kicker misses it right after the kick got blocked. And I say that because the Chiefs know how to win. And they know how to win where they're expecting something from either special teams, defense, offense. Somebody has to be able to make a play. And so that's the key with the Falcons right now. Who's going to make the play? When it comes down to it, these close games, do you expect to win so that when the game is tight, we're going to do what it takes to win, not do what it takes to lose? We're going to make the play, and we're going to finish it off, and we're going to get it done.
You know, I think about every time he comes up here, and I think of his career and who he played with, and then I start it going back with generations. You played against the Tom Brady-led New England team.
Yep.
And you know what they did. But as you watch football, still loving it, you're looking at an Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City team. Difference between those two, as far as the winning aspect is still there, but when you look at those two.
I tell you, I don't see much difference, because what I see is a formula. I see a formula that says great ownership, kind of general manager in terms of really picking the people that they need so that they, you know, like great teams for some reason just mess around and find players. Like, how do you get D-Hop? Right? How am I watching this where you now have Worthy, you have D-Hop, you got Juju Smith-Schuster? What? What? How do they get these weapons on their team? And so, you know, the GM, the head coach that really understands their players and allows them to be them. I mean, you wouldn't see Bill Belichick, you know, where like with Patrick Mahomes, he's flipping the ball around. He's doing these extra type of things and making up plays. You wouldn't see that as much. I mean, you would see – the Patriots trying to scheme opportunities by really exploiting the playbook. Where Kansas City, you can see this kind of fun that they always kind of infuse in the game and their offensive calls, but really just great ownership, great job as a GM, a head coach that's in tune with their top players, and then they make sure when they need certain guys, they get them.
Yeah.
Right?
I do, because I'm marveled at, because when I look at Andy Reid right now, I'll tell you, you kind of draw a correlation to what Don Shula did, in that Shula was one kind of coach with Baltimore, still went to the championship, but then had to become another kind of coach when he got Dan Marino. And the same thing, Andy Reid was one kind of coach in Philly.
Yep.
Had Donovan McNabb, that was a pretty good quarterback, but then changed his way. As you said, he's got a quarterback who's playing that position like a point guard.
He does, and I think when you see a Patrick Mahomes, is that he's a guy that I think it's obvious that he loves the game, so that he can have conversations with Andy Reid. I mean, you can tell they're extremely confident together and extremely professional in understanding what each person's job is, right? So much so that they can do commercials together where Andy Reid's talking about Roman Bruski. There is no way that a head coach would do that with their star player if they're not confident that that's not going to hurt their relationship or hurt the commitment in any way, right? And so that I think that's what you see is something special. Patrick Mahomes is a generational player at quarterback that understands this game at a high level, and that allows you as a coach meet him where he is, along with make sure you have the players around him, and then you'll have something special.
We got to get you out of here, CD, quickly. Two things to watch for tonight if the Falcons are going to get a win.
They got to run the ball. They got to run the ball, and then defensively, there's going to be some opportunities to make plays. They've got to make the plays. They got to get some turnovers, make plays, get pressure on the quarterback. Run the ball, and Michael Penix got to protect the ball.
Got a schoolmate of mine who's a pastor, Pastor Barry, down in Hayfield First Baptist. He said he's been listening to you all the way in, and he's a former Falcons fan, and he loves it. So shout out to Barry. Have a great day down on Sunday. Man, thank you for blessing
man,
us this morning.
Really, guy. Thank you.
Right. I heard you say a former Falcons fan. No, he is a Falcons fan. Rise up, Pastor.
All right.
This is the quickest hour we've had. Chris, as always, man, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have got more guests coming up here. We're gonna break down tonight's game with a voice from Washington and our own D. Orlando Ledbetter, which I'm sure you got some stories with.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.